Nothing like a local derby to whet the appetite, and it can't get much more local than Glenswinney and Termin. Termin, you'd have to say, the surprise packet. They've surprised me. Fair play to them. They're in the quarter-final. Glenswinney came through a tough encounter against St. Michael's on Saturday night and will go into this game as favourites and justifiably so, been reigning county champions. But Termin are going to put it up to the machine, and it's a it's going to be a tough, dour game. You would expect Glenswinney to come out on top on this one, Oisín, with the experience again from winning the championship last year and going the whole way to the Ulster final. But again, Termin will make it very difficult for the machine.
The other derby game is, of course, at your Connell Park in Donegal Town. It's always a tasty affair between Niamh Connell and Ardra.
Yeah, there's a fantastic draw, this one here. You know, you look at Niamh Connell, Glenties and Ardra. You know, great local rivalry between them. Two teams that have won championships in the last 10 or 15 years, so they're going to be gung-ho for it. Niamh Connell have been winning games by the minimum of margin. They've been scraping through. They've won each game by 2 or 3 points. They set up that they don't really go out to put a team away by big scores. They're very defensively set up. Ardra, you know, great championship pedigree, always there, thereabouts. So it really is a tasty, tasty affair, this Oisín. And, you know, it's hard to know which way it'll go. You would think Niamh Connell, with the experience they have and the championships won that they won recently and the talent that have at their disposal, if they can open up and maybe play a small bit more expansive, you would think they may have too much for our draw. But certainly it's a very close one to call, that one, Oisín.
There's a game here as well that could turn out to be the tie of the round. It's going to be St Eunan's, who last won it in 2012, taking on one of the form teams, Four Masters.
Yeah, I think this is a really a game to look forward to, you know. There are two teams that set up more traditionally. There's less of a defensive setup in these two teams, so they are. Four Masters have really been going well in this year's championship, and they've had a comprehensive win again at the weekend. Eunan's rested a couple of players. Will that come against them this weekend or not? Have they lost a bit of momentum after resting players against Glenties or Niamh Connell last weekend? So again, there's a question mark there. If they come through on the right side, it was the right decision. If they don't, they'll be questioned as to why they didn't go and keep momentum going. But listen, really tough one to call. Four Masters are going very well at the moment, so they are, and Eunan's will have to pull out all the stops to get ahead in this game, so they will. A lot of good players on view here, so really looking forward to that one, Oisín.
And the other quarter-final is, of course, Dunloe against St Michael's. Dunloe going well this year. St Michael's had the tag of favourites for the championship up until they lost to Glenswilly. But will they be contenders as well, do you still think, Brendan?
Yeah, I still think definitely St Michael's will be contenders. They will get this, you know, they'll be disappointed that they didn't come out the right side of the results on Saturday night. But at the same time, they're in the quarter-final of the championship. They're up against the Dunloe side, who have done very, very well to come out of the group that they were in. And, you know, they're going to go into this tie with nothing to fear. You know, Corey Gallagher, the two Sweeneys, Raymond and Adrian Hanlon, they've a lot of talent that can hurt Michaels. Michaels have been setting up very, very defensively, like extremely defensively. And again, if they're going to go on and push it on and win the championship with the talent at their disposal, they're going to have to play a more expansive game. So if you've got another very interesting tie, Michaels will go in as favourites, and just about it, and justifiably so. You would expect them to come through, but by God, they won't get Anthony Easy from Dunloe on the day.